Have you had it, say that, going back to that pre-50s phase,
mm-hmm.
if you had it anything to do over again, what would you change?
I would have stuck to one thing. Instead of diverting myself in so many directions, I went in for all kinds of business ventures, music courses.
At what point do you think it would have been?
When I gave my first one-man show, with quite some success, about 20 years ago, I should have immediately gone to a first-rate producer and said, now here's the show, how could we improve it, and let's start booking it. And I could have probably been a second Victor Borge. Whether I would have been happier, I don't know, because the life of going, doing shows in different cities is not a very nice one. It's a miserable existence, actually.
So do you think perhaps part of you said, well, that's not for me?
No, I think I was too interested in all kinds of other things. First of all, I was crazy about playing music myself. Good music, chamber music, two pianos, or a cello. And I had reproduced the home life for myself, which I left in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. So I really was true to myself, mm-hmm. you see. And my roots, my background, my conditioning through my father, and the whole German family milieu of music in the home mm-hmm. was a tremendously strong influence in my life. Because I remember after I'd been here for a year or so, my one overpowering desire was to have a little house of my own where I could have friends and have music and wouldn't have to worry about neighbors and things like that. That, I think, was the outstanding... It was a selfish desire, but it was that, I think, was the outstanding motive for doing what I have done.
And so, and that ambition has been fulfilled?
Well, I've had a reasonably happy life here. As I said, if I had been successful in show business, I mean really, not that I haven't been successful, but if I had been really and become a big star, I mean you're a week in Portland, and then you're 3 days in Seattle, and then you're a month in New York, and so it's really a miserable existence. It's glamorous, but it's not a very nice existence.
And yet people crave it.
Of course they do, because glamour and fame and riches are tremendous, is a tremendous urge. But I haven't been a good businessman. I've never been aggressive enough. And as I said, I became diverted into too many things. Mail order, making records, the music card business, the easy chord.
See, this is the reason this theme interests me, is that I myself have... I mean, here's the third generation,
mm-hmm.
in a way.
Yeah.
Doing the same kind of thing.
Yes, but you must remember, the reason for our moving around... in my father's day, was because of the disruptive influence of the war.
Yes.
We would have probably still been in Germany if the war hadn't broken out.
Yes.
You see? Because he had settled there. He had bought a practice in Stuttgart.
Yes.
But 9 months, who the hell knew that the war was going to break out? Nobody did.
And yet, well,
within 2 weeks, the whole world was aflame.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Once that son of a bitch Archduke got assassinated, the fat was in the fire. That happened at the end of July. On August the 4th, Germany declared war against England.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fat was in the fire. So that is the reason we moved around so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the disruptive influence of the war.
I want to...
Hmm?
Let's drop this for the moment. And I want... There's still...